Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Well, the indoor track season is officially upon us as the first invite, the Bronc Bison Rust Buster Invitational, held at the Campbell County Rec Center, hosted by Sheridan and Buffalo, happened on Friday. Thunder Basin for the girls came away with the win with a final score of 141.40. Sheridan in second, 132.20. Finishing in fourth was Campbell County with a score of 50, and sitting in seventh was Buffalo, 28.20. Now for the boys' side of things, Sheridan gets the win, 117.5, and Thunder Basin finishes in second with a score of 106. Campbell County finishes in third with a 100. Buffalo finishes in eighth with a score of 18. Now taking a look at some of the individual results of the meet, Thunder Basin's Grace Miller won both the 55-meter dash and 200-meter dash. Girls 4x200 relay finished off in second. Boys 4x200 relay took first. There was also multiple top 10 finishers in hurdles, middle distance, and relays on both sides. Campbell County's Hazel Martin won the girls 400-meter dash. Seth Peterson finished in third in the boys 55-meter dash, also in first in the high jump. Boys finished in third overall in the 4x200-meter relay. Buffalo's Maya Hall finished in second in the girls 800-meter run. Hall and Ferris both scored for Buffalo in the girls' middle distance, and John Hines placed in the hurdles and the 400. Now to some college hoops. The Lady Pronghorns getting a win over Central Wyoming College on Saturday in double overtime, 94-87, the final for them. The men's of the Pronghorns getting the win, 64-58, over Central Wyoming in overtime as well. Eastern Wyoming Community College coming up next on Wednesday for the men and the women. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30. It is at Eastern Wyoming. Next home match will be on Saturday against Northwest College. Girls at 2 p.m., boys at 4. And moving to the Gillette Wild as they come away with two big wins this weekend over the Butte Irish, 8-1 the first day on Friday and 4-2 on Saturday. Wild's next matchup will be coming up this weekend as they will take on the Yellowstone Quake at home at the Spirit Arena. Now moving into the NFL, as we've got the AFC and NFC championships underway this week. Here's the teams that will face off in it. Broncos beat the Bills on Saturday 33-30. Seahawks over the 49ers 41-6. Texans fall to the Patriots 28-16. And the Rams coming away with the win over the Bears 20-17 in overtime. Now the NFC AFC championships will be as follows. The Broncos and the Patriots and the Rams will take on the Seahawks. The Seahawks will have a home field advantage, and so will the Broncos. Now moving to college football, as today is the day. It's National Championship Day, Miami and Indiana. Indiana is looking for their first national championship in program history. They're also looking to be the first college football team to go 16-0. Indiana behind Fernando Mendoza, Miami behind Carson Beck. Who do you have winning the national championship, Miami or Indiana? Let us know at Basin Sports Network on Facebook. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.